This is Brian Finale, and you're listening to the My Lead System Pro Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to grow, get better, and rewire your mind for success so you can build the business of your dreams. And now, it's time to dig deep with an MLSP industry top earner. Let's rock.
Welcome to another episode of the My Lead System Pro Wake Up Call Podcast. We have another amazing leader with us this morning, Diane Hoffman. She is our number one affiliate inside this platform. She's the only gal, the only leader who has ever hit the L7 leadership inside of MLSP. If you're an active member, you know what that is. That is a phenomenal feat. And, man, she just did it. She just, a couple of decades ago, 18 years ago, she found the industry and decided she was going to plant a flag here and just got to work. Just got to freaking work. Didn't go to school for marketing, business, sales, internet stuff, or any of this stuff, but just rolled up her sleeves, had a huge vision, wanted to be at home with her kids, which she was able to do for the last 10, 18 years. And now they're off traveling the world, kind of following mom's footsteps, but it's real. But it is real. She came in here, made, learned her skill sets for the last two decades, and is now going to take a step back, been able to create her own products, coaching clients, as a top pretty much earner in anything she can touch because of what she's built over at Hoffman Nation. And it's just, it's real, man. A real gal, at that point, a mom, also running a job with two young kids, juggling a business. I mean, it's tough, right? On paper, those odds don't really, they're not in her favor. But all that's garbage. She did it. The story was there. She could have bought into it. She didn't. And now she has that life that we're all promised. And it's just, it's real. It's cool. And it's possible. So let me bring her out. L7 leader, Diane Hoffman. Hello, friend. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Brian. And good morning, everybody. And as Brian said, happy Thursday, third Thursday of the month, which is always my favorite day of the month. And I just want to just say hi to you guys. I have so much this morning. And first of all, for those of you that are new to the group, if you're a member inside of our Facebook group, I posted a video with a song. Now, that may be a little weird because we don't post songs too often. I posted the lyrics to the song. This very song is my theme song. The first time I heard it, which is probably about 2007, I fell in love with it, and I started playing it every single morning. If you've ever been to an event with me, I either play it for you or I play it before I come out. I'm backstage at speaking engagements. This song is in my ear. The song is called Make It Mine, and it's by a young man named, well, he's not as young anymore because it's been 10 years, but Jason Mraz. And today's wake-up call is inspired by this song. If you are missing it in the Facebook group, I also put it over on my wall. You can grab it, or you can just Google Jason Mraz, M-R-A-Z, Make It Mine lyrics, and you can find it. So here's a couple of the lyrics. It says, wake up, everyone. How can you sleep at a time like this unless the dreamer is the real you? Listen to your voice, the one that tells you to taste past the tip of your tongue, leap, and the net will appear. And that's the title of today's call, Leap, and the Net Will Appear. A long time ago when I started my home business and I went down to a meeting and I bought a business in a box and I came home and I started reading the instructions, I was seeking someone to tell me what to do. And they did. They had wonderful instructions. They had wonderful information, step by step, make your list and do this and do that. And it was very clear. And I went to meetings, and I went to events, and for several years, I learned the basic fundamentals of network marketing and marketing, and I was doing pretty well, followed the directions, did my job, I made some money, but there was something always tugging at me. And I think a lot of you, especially if you attend this call very often, you have it too. It's this little voice inside of you. It's the voice that brought you into the industry. It's the voice that taught you, that told you, why not give it a whirl? It's the voice that taught you to seek more information and more new environments. It's the voice that has you staying up late getting up early. It's the voice that keeps telling you there's something for you out there. And that voice, I don't know how many years ago it is now. I keep, you know, I tend to count how many years I've been in the industry, but I tend to forget how many years I've been in which place and where, but it's been quite a long time. And I've been a part of the family here at My Lead System Pro. I literally woke up one night at 3 o'clock in the morning and knew that I was supposed to come here. I wrote a ridiculous letter to my friend Brian Finale, who at the time wasn't my friend. I signed up, I joined the organization, wrote him a ridiculous letter because something washed over me. My intuition, write that word down. That's the word of the day, intuition, write it, circle it big. My intuition said, leap and the net will appear. Never in my wildest dreams did I believe that what has happened to me, my life, my business, my family, never in my wildest dreams did I ever believe that all the things that have happened would happen, but there was this little voice in the back of my head that said, leap and the net will appear, which, by the way, I Googled, and that quote belongs to a man named John Burroughs. And truthfully, I haven't done a lot of research on exactly why he said it or how he said it, but I always like to quote my sources. I did a little more searching on that phrase, and I came across a site about leadership. And those of you guys that know me know that while I am all for specific and direct instruction, specific step by step, as somebody gets more advanced, I start to poo-poo that stuff. In fact, I was doing it with one of my mentees yesterday who was seeking for me to tell her what to do, and I had to remind her that she already knows. And I'm here to remind you this morning that you too already know what to do. Alignment comes before vision. Alignment, see, we all want to have that vision. We say to big producers that we meet, like a lot of people, they say to Brian, how did you know? How did you know? How did you see this? Did you think 10 years ago when you sat and had a beer with Norbert that this would happen? This would be here. And I bet you anything he would say, we just kind of had an intuition that we should go give this a whirl. You're here because of intuition. You're on this call because of intuition. And what I want to share with you today is that the more you hang around with aligned people, like Erin Birch, who gave her all her secrets last night on our weekly webinar, the more you hang around with aligned people, the more aligned you will become. The more you realize that the inner voice inside of you is the right voice, the more you will see. And the more you trust that voice, the more the people, places, and things that you have been seeking will show up in your life. I'm out in Arizona right now, and maybe when I go live after this call, I'll jump out on the balcony if I can, see if I can figure out how the door works and stuff. And you know what? A little over a year ago, this thing inside of me kept saying, go to Arizona, go to Arizona, go to Arizona. Didn't know why I was supposed to go to Arizona. Didn't know what was waiting for me in Arizona. In fact, some trials, tribulations, and even some pain laid for me here for a little while. But something kept saying, go to Arizona, leap, and the net will appear. Do you trust yourself enough to go live today and maybe promote that promote the new page that we have that came out? Do you trust yourself enough to write that blog post today that maybe not that many people will read this time, but one person might, and you might tilt that one person's world. Do you trust yourself enough to maybe make the decision? I don't know if there's any spots left. I may be wrong, but you can reach out to support at MLSP. There's a workshop going on. They're going to be teaching all about advertising. Maybe something in you said, I should go to Austin. And maybe you let the world tell you that you shouldn't. Maybe you let your pocketbook tell you that you shouldn't. But something inside of you says it should. I don't know if there's any spots. There may not be. But are you trusting the intuition? Because my friends, I'm here to tell you, 18 years later, if you leap, the net will appear. And what's most important is that you understand that sometimes when you leap, the net that you think is supposed to appear was never the net at all. I'm going to go live in a couple minutes over at the MLSPfanpage.com, and then tonight on The Deep Abyss, we'll be digging into this. And I will prove to every single person that shows up that this is true, that this is not something I made up. It's not some cockamamie housewife thing, but actually something that you can tap into. You can use it in your business. You can use it in your life. You can use it in your relationships. And most of all, you can use it to love yourself. Because when you leap, when the net appears, and when you know that you know that you know, that is when you become unstoppable. I'll see you guys over on the fan page in a few minutes. This has been Diane Hockman on the Wake Up Call, My Lead System Pro. We'll see you guys in a bit.
You have been listening to the My Lead System Pro podcast with Brian Finale and the MLSP leaders. To learn how MLSP can help you get more leads and make more money in your business starting today, visit www.mlsp.com and take your risk-free test drive. MLSP.com. That's MLSP.com, creating tomorrow's leaders today.